Hello, my name is Margus Kaasik, CFO of Eesti Energia, and welcome to Eesti Energia 2011 results call. And I will present you the results that we had last year. Now let's go straight to slide 3 that shows our solid results for last year. We did see our revenues growing about 8% up to 858 million euros. EBIT grew as well to about 13% to 168 million euros. We did see decline in our operating cash flow, and cash flow did decline to 162 million euros, and we did experience a significant rise in the CapEx. And CapEx were about half a billion euros last year. But I will come to those results in more detail now. First, let's look at the electricity market. The market update shows that it was a pretty volatile year if we look at our regional power market. Prices were a little lower than they were a year ago. Basically, in Estonian price area, the price was 43 euros per megawatt hour. It's down about 7%. The decline was even bigger in the Finnish price area. What is good, though, that as you see later, that we were able to actually get much better sales figures or sales prices ourselves from the open market. Second, what we see on this chart is that that the prices converged pretty much by the end of first half of the year, and the second half of the year prices were pretty much converged. At some point of time, the prices were even higher than they were higher in Estonia than they were in Finland, mainly during the times where Finnish prices and system prices in Nord Pool area were very low. And also, I think what's important to see is that although the prices have declined, we also saw a significant decline in the CO2 prices that leaves us the spread, or the clean spread, as we call it, still pretty strong. The clean spread chart basically shows here the Nord Pool Estonian area price minus 1.2 times the CO2 price. So basically that's the CO2 less price for our generation. Now, on the next slide, slide 5, we have an overview of our sales. And we see that basically we saw a revenue growth all over our product lines. The only place where we did see some decline is regulated electricity sales, but it's mainly because the years were not that comparable. As the market opened from 1st of April 2010, then in 2010 the regulated market was a bit larger than it was last year, so it's more of a technical issue here. In total, if you look at the electricity sales, both the regulated and unregulated, then it shows a growth of 15 million euros. So we did see growth in electricity side. We did see growth in the network services, in the oil side, and also in other revenues. So everywhere there was a significant growth. Now, on page 6, we have more detailed explanation about regulated sales. And here you see the decline of 10% in the volume. That was mainly due because of this first quarter being in the regulated market fully in 2010 and in less amount last year. The prices were stable. They did increase about 1% during the year, but that increase was inside the price caps that we were imposed. I think there's nothing really else to comment here. Just we are all waiting eagerly the next year when the market is fully open in Estonia. On the next slide, there is an explanation about the open market. And here we did see increase in the volumes, about 13%. And now our sales volumes in regulated and unregulated markets are more or less equal. The price that we were able to get on the open market was on average 49 euros per megawatt hour. So that's pretty good. So if you recall the Estonian price area, price was 43, if I recall correctly. So we were able to get significantly better price, and it was due to better contracts in the retail market and also a pretty successful hedging transactions that we did. Our market shares in the Baltic states are following 72% in Estonia, 15% in Latvia, and 7% in Lithuania. Altogether, on average, if we look at the Baltic market, then our market share is about 24%. And we did get additional money also in renewable energy subsidies side. We had additional renewable generation, and that did bring in 30% more renewable subsidies. On slide 8, we have network tariffs. And here the most important news is that we got new tariffs from 1st of August. These tariffs are allowing us, by our estimation, to earn a reasonable return from the networks. And that's the important side, because currently, last year, the returns were lower in the network services. We see a small decline also in the volumes, but that was mainly due because of warmer temperatures during last autumn and the beginning of the winter. So the end of 2011 was pretty warm in Estonia, not only in Estonia, and therefore the consumption of electricity was lower. And we are especially proud about the losses that are now 5.8%, and these are, by our standards, very, very low. They have been much higher, and we have been achieving very low loss levels this last year. Now, on the oil side, page 9, we sold a little less oil. We produced a little less as well, because we had a longer scheduled repairs, and our inventories are a bit higher than they were a year ago. But as oil prices in the markets are very high during last year, then despite the 10% decline in volumes, we were able to command almost got 20% higher revenues. So the margins in the oil side are very healthy currently. Now, on the next slide, page 10, there are other revenues that also saw significant growth. There are two main reasons behind it. One is one-off items, and these come from sale of business in Jordan. We sold 11% stake in Jordanian subsidiary. And from the revaluation of the remaining stake, we got additional 16 million euros. So that did significantly raise our revenues. And secondly, of course, there is a additional revenues that come from building the oil plant, the new oil plant in Narva, and all the subcontracting work that our technology industries do. Okay. Now, coming to page 11, on the OPEX side, here is a big breakdown of our cost side, and we see that from changes in the input prices, the effect was about 26 million euros. And the main components are were higher network services that we pay, or basically higher transmission fees that we pay to our Estonian transmission company, higher fuel prices, mainly gas, and also other fuels, and then higher environmental taxes. So we did experience some growth in our input prices. Also, variable costs were higher, about 25 million, because of the increases in the sales volumes. And if we look at the fixed cost side or depreciation side, then these are more modest growths. And we saw 11 million growth in fixed cost and 4 million in depreciation. We also had a non-recurring expense decline, and that was because of the additional CO2 allowances that we got in the end of last year. So we got 3.6 million euros, tons of CO2 additionally. Yeah, so that's a big help for our bottom line. Now, coming to profitability, the next slide 12 shows the our divisional EBIT change. As you see here, most of the growth in our EBIT came from the fuels division, and it is attributable basically to two things. One is this one-off revenue or profits that we got from the sale of the Canadian business, and the other half of it is because of the higher oil margins. In the electricity and heat generation, results were more or less on the same level than they were a year ago, a slight increase, 3 million euros. And in the retail side, we saw a rather significant decline. Most of this decline is actually due to the changes in our internal pricing for electricity. But now I'm coming in the next slides in more detail to these questions. On slide 13, here is the retail division. And the decline from 39 to 23 million euros was mainly because of lower electricity margins that we got in the retail side. And that's mostly due to different transfer pricing mechanisms that we had during 2011. Also, our distribution network profitability was lower than a year ago. And although we got the higher tariffs from 1st of August, then the 8 or 7 months of the year, we had a much lower tariffs. That's one thing. And secondly, also, we had an increase in the transmission tariffs from 1st of January already. And during the first 7 months of the year, we actually paid higher transmission fees and were not able to recover them through our distribution tariff. And now we are recovering them from 1st of August. And also we had a bit higher expenses in the distribution side. But distribution network profits are on the next slide explained. And here you see the decline, 4 million euros in the distribution network side. And here the positive effect was the new tariffs that we got. And these did bring in 7 million euros during the last five months of the year. The low losses contributed also to the positively to the result. But then on the negative side, we had higher depreciation costs. There was a change in the amortization of connection fees and also a higher increase in fixed expenses. Now, on the generation side, page 15, generation did see increase 3 million euros in their EBIT. And mainly was due to higher sales margins, partly also because of the transfer pricing change. Secondly, there was some non-recurring revenues. For instance, the CO2 was one item there. Then we had a lower depreciation, and we sold some scrap metal. On the negative side, we had higher repair expenses as we did major overhauls to those units in our Narva power plant, which had those FGDs installed. And we had a little less sales volume and a lower profitability in the heat sales side. Now, on the next slide is the fuels division. That saw a significant increase, 32 million euros. And here, as we can explain, is about 20 million euros actually came from higher oil prices. That's a significant increase, as oil prices were very strong last year. We also saw, as I also explained, 16 million euros from sale of stake in Jordanian subsidiary. About 3 million euros came from higher sales volumes and margins in our technology industry. And if we look at the negative impact, then we did have a lower sales volumes, and this effect was about 4 million euros. And our mining subsidiary also had a lower profitability. And on the next slide, there is a mining subsidiary whose EBIT decreased 2 million euros, and there they had a positive impact from lower provisions. The mining, those provisions that we do, environmental provisions and mine closure provisions, were lower last year because we have a two mines closing soon, and therefore we the levels of provisions that we had to do was a bit lower. Second, but the negative effects was the fixed expenses increase in the mining side and also lower sales margins, as the price was fixed, price was the same, regulated price, and on the cost side we did experience some higher costs. Now, and on the next slide, 18, that summarizes the all those effects on the group level. And here, what I can point out, the positive effects are higher profitability of fuel sales, oil sales, and that's about 60 million additional EBIT. We had some non-recurring items like this Jordanian sale or additional CO2 that we got, and all this makes up to 26 million euros. And about 7 million we got from higher network tariffs. On the negative side, the fixed expenses were higher, 10 million euros, repair costs 9 million euros, and profitability in the electricity side, if we take together the generation division and retail division, then we saw that in the electricity side we had a decrease in EBIT about 8 million euros. But overall, we did see an increase from 149 million euros to 168 million euros. So still a healthy growth of 13%. Now on the next slide, there's explanation about our cash flows. And here we show the operating cash flow derived from EBITDA. The differences between two of them are quite significant, although some of those items like income tax or interest costs are pretty much recurring and not much different than they were a year ago. But two items stand out that make the biggest difference here. And first is the those adjustments that are related to sale of operations. And this is about 19 million euros. That's the same, mainly the same Jordanian sale of stake. And second important aspect is the CO2 emission allowances that we purchased more during the last year. So we have now somewhat more CO2 allowances at hand than we had a year ago. And into that CO2 allowances, we invested about 40 million euros. Now, coming to CapEx. CapEx were significant, 508 million euros last year. If we look at the main projects that we have here, then these are the Enefit 280 shale oil plant, distribution network, of course, the new power plant in Auvere, and the others are a bit smaller. But I come to those investments actually on the next slide, slide 21, where I tell a bit more. If we look at the Enefit oil plant, then it's almost mechanically completed now. We have a cold commissioning starting during next month, and hot commissioning starting from summer. And we do expect that this Enefit oil plant is operational from 1st of September this year. And if we are successful, then this oil plant would have quite a significant impact on our revenue and bottom line. Then we have a project about developing oil shale industry infrastructure in Narva, close to our existing assets, and we are creating a new inventory and new transport routes for oil shale. This project is going on satisfactorily and on according to our schedules. This FGDs in Narva, desulfurization equipment, this is in the original scope basically completed. Four of our generating units have now those FGDs in place. What we are doing now is actually adding lime injection systems to all those four to be able to meet the SO2 standards, SO2 emission standards, as without this lime injections, the results were not as solid as we expected them to be. Then we have Narva Wind Park, that's basically ready. The testing work is something that is currently carried out, but all the wind generators are erected and are basically working. Paldiski Wind Park is a project that we have recently started, and there we do still the initial works. Iru Waste to Energy Plant is a project here near Tallinn, and this project is, let's say, halfway currently. Most of the civil engineering is done, and the equipment is procured, and soon we will start the installation of equipment into the site. Distribution networks is a more of an ongoing nature of investment, and we are investing about 100 million euros annually for the next 3 years. The new power plant in Narva, or in Auvere, 300 megawatts, that we have paid 17 million euros already, and the initial engineering works and initial groundworks have started. And the international projects, the pre-development of liquid fuels industries in US and Jordan, these mainly we are doing the geological studies, reserve assessments, and the environmental baseline measurements, and collecting the data there. So still a few years to go until we are ready with that pre-development there. Now, on slide 22, after these CapEx, definitely the question is about the financing and liquidity. On the liquidity side, we feel very comfortable. As last year, we did sign a revolving credit facility of 500 million euros that acts as a sufficient and large enough liquidity buffer for us. We also signed a long-term loan contract with EIB for 95 million euros. So from liquidity side, I think we are covered well currently. We do expect to receive from the state 150 million euros of equity. It has been approved in the state budget already, but it has to pass yet the government, and our shareholder has to do the decision that is not yet done. On the dividend side, we did pay dividends last year, about 57 million euros. This year, we expect the dividend to be 65 million euros. On the next slide, 23, there is a current state with the most important debt metrics and debt maturity. We see that the financial leverage currently is, I'd say, modest, but it is nevertheless growing. But currently, the net debt EBITDA is 1.6, and the leverage is 26%, so not too much, I'd say. The total debt is 436 million euros at the end of 2011. The biggest maturity of our loan portfolio is in 2020, when our current Eurobond expires. If we talk about our targets in the leverage side, then we have communicated before and are able to communicate now that our aim is not to exceed net debt EBITDA of 3, and all our plans are made according to that cap. Now, page 24 shows our outlook. If we look at our current year outlook, then yeah, we look at it positively, as we still expect oil markets to be strong, and we expect the new oil plant to come online later this year. We also have higher network tariffs, so all this should support us. And altogether, we see that the revenues are stable if we compare this year and the last one. In the EBIT side, we also see that the earnings should be stable, as we have several items that to bring us additional EBIT, like higher shale oil margins or higher profitability in distribution network. We also definitely have some items that are eroding our EBIT, but altogether we see that both the revenue and EBIT side, we should do more or less the same result this year than we did last year. So, and next slide, in a summary, we had a good year last year. We did see revenues going 8%, EBIT going 13%. So it was a year when we saw a reasonable growth. Mainly, if we saw where our growth came, it came basically from a fuels divisions. And very one important fact was the higher profitability from oil sales. And also, yeah, I'd like to mention that the higher tariffs that we got into the distribution network. Also, last year was characterized by high level of non-recurring revenues, and that was in total of 26 million euros. We do implement the investment plan currently as envisaged and as planned, and that did increase our CapEx significantly, and we do expect this CapEx to remain at those elevated levels also during current year. And on the financing front, we do feel pretty comfortable having the enough liquidity buffers that we have, and we will work this year to be able to secure also long-term financing, also in forms of this additional equity from the state and also most likely something from the debt markets. So that was it from my side. And if you have any questions, then we are glad to answer those. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Please use the opportunity to ask your questions and press star and one. The first question comes from Tapio Jokisari of Ojulia Asset Management.
Yes, hello. I would like to ask about the state budget, which includes 150 million of equity injection by the second half this year. That sounds looks quite small compared to your total CapEx program. So could you perhaps explain a little bit about that and whether there is more to expect it from the state?
Thank you. 150 may sound small or seem small, but we have to take into account that that this 150 is something that the state has planned for year 2012, and by our own estimations, it is more than sufficient to cover our existing commitments in the CapEx side. And definitely, if we look at the whole CapEx plan that we have and all those CapEx decisions that we may do in the future, then this does call for additional equity. And as far as I know, the state is also planning some next capital injections also for the next years. But from the investor's point of view, I think you can rest assured from that end that as I said, the additional CapEx decisions do need boosting also our equity, and we can't do and won't do those additional CapEx decisions without any additional equity. But you're right in that sense that the government currently envisages that they will keep on injecting equity also during the next years.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press a star and one on your telephone. And the next question comes from Emmanuel Tessier of Franklin Templeton Investment. I'm sorry, sir, we cannot hear you now.
Yes, good morning. Yes. Thanks for the call and thanks for taking my question. Just a follow-up question regarding the capital injections. You mentioned that you expect further capital injections in the coming years. Does it mean that the IPO project is not on the table anymore? Thanks.
Well, it is our best knowledge currently that the government is planning to finance the investment plan of Estenerga themselves, or they put that needed equity in themselves. We, you know, can't be sure if that materializes this way or some time along the road government decides otherwise. But so far, that we have seen is that they are willing to put in the the money of themselves, and currently there is no discussion about possible IPO on the table.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Excuse me, sir, there are no more questions at this time.
Thank you from Estinerga side, we are glad that we could help you and explain our results, and see and hear you in 3 months' time when we show our first quarter results. Thank you.